This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Catherine Carroll. The offensive line has been horrible, the receiving core has been decimated, and the play calling has been second-guessed. And with that, the New York Giants have decided a quarterback change is in order after the team fell to 2-9 with a lackluster 20-10 loss to Washington on Thanksgiving night. Eli Manning has been benched after starting every game since the middle of his rookie season 13 years ago. The Giants will go with Geno Smith, who washed out with the New York Jets after being taken in the second round of the 2013 draft out of West Virginia. Coach Ben McAdoo says he gave the 36-year-old Manning the option of starting to keep his streak of 210 consecutive starts alive, but the two-time Super Bowl MVP didn't want any part of that. Even playing with a weak offensive line and a thin group of receivers, Manning has still managed to complete about 63% of his passes and throw just 7 interceptions. In other NFL news, Raiders receiver Michael Crabtree and Broncos cornerback Aqib Talib have had their suspensions reduced from 2 games to 1 game on appeal after a brawl during Sunday's game at Oakland. In NBA news, the Cleveland Cavaliers were able to continue their winning streak despite the first ejection of LeBron James' NBA career. James delivered 21 points before he was hit with a pair of technical fouls and tossed from the game with 1:59 left in the third quarter. It was his first ejection in 1,082 games. The Cavaliers beat the Miami Heat 108-97. And the Los Angeles Clippers could spend up to 8 weeks without Blake Griffin because of a sprained left knee suffered late in last night's win over the Lakers. The team says an MRI revealed a sprained MCL, but there is no other structural damage to the knee. In NHL news, the New York Islanders won their 7th and 8th games 5-2 against the Canucks. The Isles are 8-0-2 at the Barclays Center, and the Florida Panthers beat the New York Rangers 5-4, ending the Blue Shirts' 8-game home winning streak. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.